just ruins everything.
I will try not to ruin
the new show. That's the new show.
Be on the lookout for that. I'm being told it was canceled. I'm being told it just was canceled. I'm so sorry, everybody. Time to get to the break. We will be back with more fun on the morning show at WFHR. Look, you do it, James. Wait a minute. What the?
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. This is Election Day, and some of the most watched races are dominated by the issue of abortion rights. Voters in Ohio are deciding whether to include guarantees in their state constitution. Gabriel Mann is with the group Ohioans United for Reproductive Freedom.
Knocking on doors, calling up voters in our neighborhoods, using social media, everything we can to talk to our friends and neighbors about the importance of voting yes on issue one.
Mahek Cook's organization, Protect Women Ohio, opposes the ballot measure.
This is a matter of life or death. Whether you're pro-life, pro-choice, or somewhere in between, issue one goes past Roe v. Wade, and it's too radical. It eviscerates parental consent.
In Kentucky, voters are choosing between incumbent Democratic Governor Andy Beshear and Republican Daniel Cameron, who's vying to become the state's first Black governor. American University political analyst Amy Dacey.
A lot of what you've seen is Cameron attacking Beshear for his handling of the pandemic and for not opening up the state as quickly as possible like other Republican governors. But this hasn't hurt Beshear's numbers, and he's seen as a leader coming out of that.
In Mississippi, Elvis Presley's second cousin, a Democrat, wants to replace Republican Governor Tate Reeves. In Tel Aviv, Israelis singing their national anthem to mark 1 month since Hamas militants invaded the country, taking more than 240 hostages, sparking a brutal war. In a TV interview, Prime Minister Netanyahu said Israel would provide security in Gaza indefinitely once the war is over. Middle East analyst Aaron David Miller.
I think he's succumbing both to pressure from the Biden administration and to reality. The administration has been pressing for day after scenarios. I think they've been disappointed by the fact that Israelis haven't thought this through.
A lot's changed at the office since the pandemic. Here's CBS's Jim Krasula.
It's a stunning fall for a company once seen as a Wall Street darling that promised to change the way people work worldwide. The office-sharing company WeWork has filed for bankruptcy protection. The company says it needs to deal with debt while evaluating its commercial office lease portfolio.
Serena Williams was the toast of the fashion world when she swept into a top awards show in New York in a sparkling black sequin dress to become the first athlete ever to pick up the Icon Prize.
I feel so humbled, and I feel super excited to be here amongst so many legends that have walked these carpets at the CFDAs.
Last night, they included Kim Kardashian and Gwyneth Paltrow. S&P futures down 4. This is CBS News.
You don't need a job platform, you need a hiring partner. Indeed lets you schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/credits.
I feel like I'm constantly cleaning hair off my bathroom floor. At least my Swiffer Sweeper makes it easy. Swiffer heavy-duty dry cloths have ultra-thick pads to trap and lock hairs, like a hair magnet. And when I'm finished cleaning up my hair, Swiffer takes care of his too. Now the hair's gone, all thanks to Swiffer. Try Swiffer Sweeper heavy-duty dry cloths. I promise you'll love them or your money back. And also try Swiffer Sweeper Wet to make quick work of tough, sticky messes.
For the ones who get it done, the most important part is the one you need now. And the best partner is the one who can deliver. That's why millions of maintenance and repair pros trust Grainger, because we have professional-grade supplies for every industry, even hard-to-find products. And we have same-day pickup and next-day delivery on most orders. But most importantly, we have an unwavering commitment to help keep you up and running. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Wisconsin State Senate takes up several proposed constitutional amendments today. They include barring government officials from closing houses of worship during emergencies and requiring a photo ID to vote. Passing amendments instead of bills is a way for Republicans to get around Governor Evers and the new Supreme Court liberal majority. Amendments still have to pass two sessions of the legislature and go to a statewide referendum. Plans for the National Football League draft in Green Bay are coming together. The league says it will happen on April 24th through the 26th in 2025. Fox Valley leaders are counting on as many as 250,000 football fans to come to Northeast Wisconsin for the draft. Organizers are still working out the details, but most of the events will happen in and around Lambeau Field. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. In honor of Native American Heritage Month, UW-Stevens Point is hosting an event with special guest Ho-Chunk Nation President John Greendeer. His keynote presentation is titled, Breaking the Institutional Caste System. This free event includes refreshments and a special meet and greet with John Greendeer following the presentation. It's on Thursday, November 9th in the Laird Room at the Dreyfus University Center. Pre-registration is required for a food count. Please contact dca@uwsp.edu or call 715-346-3225. The City of Wisconsin Rapids is recruiting for 2 Board of Review appointments and 3 open seats to the Zoning Board of Appeals. You can learn more and download an application at wirapids.org/appointments. The Cowboy Union Jam is tomorrow from 1 to 3 at the McMillan Library in the Fine Arts Center. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. High of 45 this afternoon under overcast skies, east winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Scattered rain showers likely, tonight 37, cloudy. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 40.
Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day. Thanks for kicking it off with us right here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio. Got Seth and James here with you.
Mm-hmm.
9:06 on the clock. We've got fun things lined up in this hour. We're going to get to these 8 lifestyle changes that can add 6 years to your life. What a confusing headline.
Why, that is weird, yeah.
Just make it either 6 lifestyle changes that can add 6 years to your life or 8 lifestyle changes that can add 8 years to your life, something like that. You can't prove this wrong anyway, so just, you know, do it the... I don't know.
Yeah, no.
We're going to get into that later and figure out if it makes any sense. Also got some That Ain't Right stories, good stories of the day, all lined up for you in this hour. Mm-hmm. We're going to catch up on our schedule around here as well. Let's start off with some entertainment news.
Oh, let's do it.
And get some life advice from Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what to take, where to go from there. It's not the tumor. Here is...
pretty good Schwarzenegger.
If you ever need to... Well, I think almost any kid of the 80s, you almost
That's fair.
Almost every kid from the 80s could do an Arnold impression.
Oh, no, yeah.
Get to the chopper! Get to the chopper! just growing up in the 80s, he was so big.
Yes.
So Arnold Schwarzenegger, talking about how he starts his day. When you wake up in the morning, the most important thing to do is not think. Okay, let's hear him out. Before you engage your brain, you should engage your body in some physical activity. Quote, don't think when you get up because stupid stuff comes into your mind and negative stuff. Just roll out of bed, get on your bike and start riding the bike and work out and do something physical. And then afterward, you will feel much better about yourself and about the world, the way you look at the world and everything like that. I want to say right away, I've really enjoyed the way Arnold has been handling retirement.
Mm-hmm.
He's been very positive, very, very mental health positive, body positive, encouraging people to be themselves. I really enjoy a lot of what he's doing.
Mm-hmm.
I also think, like a lot of celebrities who have good intentions, they can only come to you from their angle. And Arnold's lived a pretty privileged life in the last 40 some years
it's
and
true.
Everything.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, it's him waking up in the morning is very different than the rest of us waking up in the morning.
Yeah. And that's the thing. And you know, and not to pick on him, but you see this all the time. How many celebrities come out with, you know, this is your live your best life kind of thing. It's like, yeah, it's easy when you have millions of dollars and you don't have to worry about it waking up. Like, how do I pay my bills in the morning? You know,
I remember my Aunt Pat sitting down to do the Suzanne Summers workout things like in the 80s.
Yes.
And in that, like somewhere in there and stuff, Suzanne saying, now, if you do this 4 times a day, you can. And my aunt just looks at Suzanne Summers like, I don't have time for that.
No.
Like, it was time that was back then. Like, you know, yes. It's still the thing. It still kind of happens.
it does.
I like the idea of a person, like they have the workout bike in the room, mm-hmm. in the bedroom with them, and they wake up, and the first thing, don't think. Oh, God, I thought about thinking. No, I thought about thinking. Dang it, I messed up already. It's impossible. Mm-hmm. It's impossible to do this.
Well, and all due respect to Arnold, some people might make it, it's easier for some people to have an empty head in the morning.
So. It's very true. It's very true.
Maybe that's a skill that Arnold has that we don't.
Maybe he's a little better at it than us. Maybe. I mean, he was a governor. It adds up.
Isn't that a prerequisite?
Nicely done. I was trying to set you up. Nicely done. Nice. Brought it home. This is actually a little surprising to me. So it's surprising. The headline is surprising. I think when you think about it, it's not as surprising.
Okay.
It might shock some people, but young people want less sex and more platonic relationships in their movies and TV shows.
Whoa.
According to a study out of my old stomping grounds at UCLA, members of Gen Z have, quote, grown tired of stereotypical normative storytelling that valorizes romantic and or sexual relationships, especially ones that are toxic.
Mm.
Instead, they are looking for more representations of friendships, which is a core aspect of adolescence and social well-being.
Hmm.
So I think this has been the case for a very long time.
Yeah.
It's an interesting conversation, interesting thing
for
to
sure,
talk about.
Yeah.
I think that every generation has had this conversation.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I don't know where really we're going to go with it. but I've been talking, like, since I was a kid, my mom loved moonlighting. And moonlighting right. was a TV show essentially based on Will They or Won't They?
Yeah.
Will Sybil and Bruce end up together?
Yep, exactly.
I can't remember the characters' names, but I remember it was Sybil Shepherd and Bruce Willis. And since then, since being a kid and being like, okay, this seems like a storyline that would die within, you know, a season.
Mm-hmm.
Like, how long could they keep this going? And, of course, obviously, not only that TV show, but Cheers with Sam and Diane and plenty of others.
The X-Files, like, for crying out loud.
Even the X-Files was guilty of it.
Yes.
It's part of the reason why I have found, for me, the shows that it seems like I love the most don't really usually have that element.
Mm-hmm.
I think of Parks and Recs with Amy Poehler and Nick Offerman's characters.
Right. That's a great example.
They were friends. You never once thought, will they, won't they?
Nope.
That never even crossed your mind. Tina and Alex's characters on 30 Rock, mm-hmm. where it was very Tina Fey and Lorne Michaels.
Yep.
Nobody ever wondered if Lorne Michaels and Tina Fey were going to end up together.
No.
Like, they were friends.
Yeah.
Men and women can be friends.
Yes.
It's no different than the whole, you can't teach an old dog new tricks. Yes, you can. Does the dog want to learn?
Mm-hmm.
The dog's age has nothing to do with this.
Yep.
It's if the dog wants to learn. Men and women can be friends. Do they want to be?
Right.
That's the point here. In showing more and more of those relationships on TV, in movies, I think is incredibly important.
I think it's.
But it can't be forced.
I know what you're saying.
We've come to this a couple of times in our conversations today, Seth. If you tell a teenager not to do something, what are they going to do?
The thing you tell them not to do.
How different are you at 30? How different are you at 40?
Right.
Really, truly. Yeah. Like, be honest with yourself. If you get told to do something, right. how quick are you to do it? Like, it's not as if you just fall right in line.
Right.
We're not that different than when we were young.
Right.
If you try, like, hey, we have a new TV show and we're just doing it just to show men and women can be friends. I don't think it's going to go over that well. But when it is just kind of like naturally, organically a part of the show, a part of the movie, it becomes,
serves the story, in other words. Yeah.
And it serves as a great example to kids. Mm-hmm. It serves as a great example to younger people and everything, that these things can happen. We worry so much about, younger men and being able to talk to girls or somebody they find attractive. Doesn't mm-hmm. have to be girls, whatever they're attracted to.
Right.
This has become a theme, especially with a lot of other serious things that have happened in society.
Right.
I mean, it's going to be a lot easier if they're not going up to every woman or every person they find attractive or whatever and thinking that, I got to turn this into something.
Yeah, like a mate out of them. Yeah, yeah.
Maybe it just becomes a friend.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which is all right.
There's nothing wrong with that.
I don't know. I don't think that you have to have this stuff. Because the reason they're doing this is because they think, sex sells. Nah, not really. Not like it used to.
It's I think it was more the transgressive nature of it before that sold. It wasn't the sex necessarily in and of itself. This generation has grown up where it's ubiquitous. It's everywhere.
It's everywhere.
Does every movie have to have a sex scene? And we've talked about this on the air before. Boring. You know, it's like we don't need them. It's because before, I get it. They did it because it was new.
It was a little racy.
Ooh, look at this. Yeah, you know, that kind of thing. But it's so common now. It's not it's lost all of that. You don't need it really anymore.
Yeah.
You really don't. And I like the idea, though, of them looking for something different. You know, looking for something. Let's see other relationships. There's so many different kinds of relationships out there. Let's explore that. That's really kind of cool.
I think on the other end of this, what you're talking about, the over-sexualization of media and everything.
Oh, yeah.
Because it made sense at one point because they were trying to be edgy and all that. Now, if we can be all adults here and let's be blunt.
Adults, yeah.
Like, back in the day, you had to work to see skin.
It's true.
You had to. It's everywhere. It's everywhere. And I think that's kind of numbed a lot of the younger generations
to
where now they want the opposite. They want to see a little, maybe, I don't know about romance, but they want to see friendships. They want to see different things.
A different kind of relationship that isn't based on physical, you know, whatever. So, maybe that's just because of the way that our media is right now.
And let's be honest about this part, too. And you touched on this, and I think it's a key part of this. They've been doing sex scenes the same way since From Here to Eternity. Like, they have never really changed these. It's always the same thing, and it's never realistic. It's never been believable.
Not really.
And if it is, it's uncomfortable. Like, it's awkward. You could be sitting there watching a movie by yourself, and it could be awkward. Mm-hmm. I don't think that there's certain things. They do this all the time in action movies. You want to see the bullets, but you don't necessarily want to see what they do.
Right. In a realistic way. Right. Yeah.
I could see a couple liking each other. I could see them kissing. I don't need to see much else. I'm an adult. I know what happens.
You know what happens next.
I don't need it. I don't need it. I think that we're getting, I think maybe especially if anything else, if we don't make these changes, this generation is going to be making movies and TV shows sooner than later.
Yes, they will be.
And they'll be making the changes.
It'll be interesting to see what happens,
That we wrap up our entertainment segment with the veteran special, American Valor, A Salute to Our Heroes, is returning on Saturday on all major networks, ABC, NBC, CBS, Fox, and CW.
Wow.
Marine Corps Vep Rob Riggle will return as host.
Oh, he's great.
Perfect host. Obviously with his connection to the Marine Corps, but also very funny.
He's funny.
Very funny
guy. A great MC,
He is a great MC. You're right. It can't be easy to take up these things because I think a lot of us, again, going back a little bit here, but I think of these kind of a veteran special. The first name to pop in my head, anybody? Bob Hope?
Yeah.
Anybody? I mean, so if you're Rob Riggle, you're old enough to get that same reference.
Mm-hmm.
I can't imagine to me, Bob Hope is the greatest MC of all time.
Right.
I don't even know if anybody will ever top that, man. I think Billy Crystal came kind of close. I think there's some others who are good at what they do, but Bob Hope was the greatest ever at it.
Mm-hmm.
And then especially when you look at being an MC of a military special or the Christmas Day thing that he did for many, many years and such.
Right, exactly.
So that's a big bar to reach. Rob Riggle does a good job. Rob Riggle's very good.
He does. I enjoy watching him, yes.
The show pays tribute to servicemen and women from World War II to the present day. Other celebrities that will be taking part, Bradley Cooper, Michael Douglas, Chris Evans, Jake Gyllenhaal, Goldie Hawn, Allison Janney, Chris Pine, Sylvester Stallone, Nicole Brown, and Tom Cruise. I was a little surprised to see that name.
He usually doesn't do stuff like this, does he?
Not since Born on the 4th of July has he done really anything like this. Huh. He stayed very out of politics and out of military.
He's very vanilla in that kind of thing, yeah.
But he is a very good name to have attached to these things.
I agree.
Not only, obviously, a household name, the biggest household name out of all these, maybe outside of Michael Douglas and Stallone, maybe.
Yeah.
But his ties to military movies with Born on the 4th of July, the Top Gun movies and everything. Mm-hmm. That's a smart, that's a get.
It is.
Not that you need, I would hope that these people, like Bradley Cooper, I know for a fact, because I've seen him in interviews since he was young talking about this, that he wanted to be a part of things like this. I believe he comes from a military family. I don't know about Tom Cruise, but I would hope that somebody like Tom Cruise would see not only the PR value in this, but more importantly, the human element of this.
100%.
A lot lot of vets, a lot of soldiers go to his movies.
Like, they do.
That's just smart.
100%. You're right, man.
On a personal level, forget the PR end of things and everything. It's just a smart thing as an American, I think, to do.
Oh, right,
but
yeah.
But if you're looking at the business side of things, it is also smart on that end of it.
It is. It's not going to hurt you, in other words, yeah.
But I love not only all of this, but I love that we can put, we see this so seldom. We saw it every once in a while when we were kids, a lot more often than we do these days.
Right.
I'm just a sucker for this when all the networks come together.
Yes.
When all the networks play something. Mm-hmm. Usually, unfortunately, it only happens when there's a natural disaster.
Right.
You know, I think the last time I can remember this happening was in Haiti when the
hurricane, yeah.
Yeah. And you had all the major networks doing the Haiti specials.
Yeah.
This is actually like a positive. This is for a good thing. This is for to honor our soldiers, our vets.
And seeing everything. How it does, maybe we will see more things like this. That'd be interesting.
I think it'd be pretty smart of these networks.
It wouldn't be bad. You're right.
Look, if you want, you don't have to look very far to see. Look at our nonprofits. The nonprofit industry realized, hey, we could be crabs in a barrel, all of us fighting for that dollar, or we could work together.
Mm-hmm.
And if we work together, wow, look what happens. We're that much stronger. It's almost as if that's a perfect example for society. It's almost as if, hey, wait a minute, if we could just put these little tiny, we agree on all these other things, but we have this one thing we disagree on, so we're going to separate. No, if we come together, we're a stronger society.
I blame cranberries. It's the cranberry, I'm telling you.
This is well
ruining
played.
All of our relationships.
Very well played. We're going to take a quick commercial break, come back with more fun in the morning show.
Ready for deer cam? The Trading Post has all of your hunting needs. Snacks, ammo, new and used guns. Don't waste your time searching for savings. Stop in and ask for Kevin to save some bucks. The Trading Post, West Grand Avenue in historic downtown Wisconsin Rapids.
Discover the power of networking at the next Rapids Connection meeting, November 29th at Bullseye Country Club. Registration is at 10:30 a.m., followed by networking and lunch. Plus, featured speaker Jamie White shares insight on building your dream team for success. Everything's included for $20, but the cost will be taken off when you join. Don't miss your opportunity to meet like-minded business professionals Wednesday, November 29th at Bullseye Country Club with Rapids Connection.
A new head coach.
We got one objective and one goal, is to play for a championship.
A talented backfield.
Braylon Allen does it again!
And a defense that just...
Down he goes!
Won't...
Intercepted, he's gone!
Stop!
Another turnover forced!
Join us Saturday. It's the Badgers and Wildcats at Camp Randall Stadium. Our coverage begins at 12:30 on your home for Wisconsin football.
It's about effort, it's about intensity.
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield on Wisconsin.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. High of 45 this afternoon under overcast skies, east winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Scattered rain showers likely, tonight 37, cloudy. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 40.
Welcome back, everyone. Morning show here at WFHR. Seth and James here with you. Having some fun this morning. We hope you are, too. Serious comedy to start your day here at WFHR.
Needed some Smiths.
Yeah,
needed some
definitely
Smiths
need some Smiths in there. Nice. I want to get into this one here, and this is a good one. I have to apologize to our audience. We were talking about growing up and stuff, and one of the things that we had a lot in the 80s was, something in your household can kill you. Find out at 10. Like, it's 5 o'clock. What are you talking about? Like, I hated that as a kid. I never understood that. And I feel like I did that to the audience a little bit earlier.
Oh, no. Oh, did you?
I started our show with these 8 lifestyle changes that can add 6 years to your life. Like, well, okay, you should start the show with that. It seems important. Like, go to that right away.
I really hope that they're not that, that urgent. And so
had they been, we would have started a lot sooner with
it. I think so.
A new report.
See that meteor coming? It's going to hit your house.
Find out how to avoid it at 10. Wait, it's going to hit at 7.
No!
What's going on here? A new report from the American Heart Association says doing all the stuff on this Life Essential 8 list can add 6 years to your life. I bit my tongue a second ago.
Ow!
And it's bugging me. So people who do them tend to have a biological age that's lower than their actual age. So you might be 51, but on a cellular level, you're more like 45.
Okay.
And you'll also feel healthier.
Okay.
Here are the eight things in order to do to in order to feel that way.
Okay.
Eat better. Oh, God, why didn't I think of that?
Nothing but revelations here, folks.
Thank you, heart.org. I had never thought of eating healthier. No. They say eat better, less processed food, more whole foods, veggies, nuts, and seeds.
Right.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Pretty standard.
Be more active. Adults need at least 75 minutes of moderate exercise a week.
There you go. That's not a lot when you look at a week, you know. Yeah, it's not too bad.
Don't use tobacco. That includes vaping. All right. I'm waiting for something new here. God. We have in front of our window one of our eagles just flying right now.
Oh, it's soaring around.
And it's just soaring right over the tree. God, is that beautiful.
That's gorgeous.
I can't help myself, and I know how bad and how corny and homery this is going to sound. I see that eagle flying through there, and I've got the Star Spangled
Banner right through your head,
blasting in my head right now. Yeah, that is a beautiful eagle.
Boom, 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 boom.
It's just playing all proudly. So yes, so far nothing really groundbreaking here.
I think we're okay if we saved it till this segment. I think we're good.
Get enough sleep: 7 to 9 hours a night for adults, up to 10 for teens. Although they have had studies recently saying that we can up to 6 hours of sleep is good.
You can
still function.
You'll be fine. Yeah,
just be the opposite of me, basically.
Please
keep your weight in check. A healthy BMI is between 19 and 25. There are online calculators to help you figure out where you're at.
All right, can I jump on here real quick? Here, yeah. I have a very big problem with the BMI because it is a useless measure.
It really is.
We're not going to go into it here, everyone. Go look at the history, find out how the BMI was created and where it came from and everything, and the fact that it has not changed in over the 100-some years that it's been around. It's not, we need to come up with something else, please.
We've changed the food pyramid more than that.
Yes, 100%, man.
That doesn't seem right.
No, it doesn't.
It seems like it should be the other way around.
We should be figuring out a new way to measure these things. So, yeah.
Especially when you have so much of an image-conscious society attached to these things.
Yeah.
And you've got so many, younger people especially, you know, beating themselves up over image in this. Not to say people in our age range don't do this too. But
it's true, yeah.
We all know how bad high school is. Mm. Like, how horrible high school can be when it comes to image and everything. Yeah. And then you've got this kind of stuff that just only plays into people's heads and everything.
Exactly.
I've got a student who was upset the other day. She didn't want to, she was afraid when auditioning kicks back in and this acting strike does end, and it will end sooner than later.
Yep.
When that happens, she was nervous because the last time she auditioned, she had a casting agent tell her she was too heavy. I'm looking at this girl and I'm not checking her out. I'm just looking at her and I'm like, I don't see it. I literally don't see what they're talking about. No. She looks like literally the most average, normal human. I'm not sure to be mean, but like she doesn't necessarily, she doesn't look big, doesn't look small, just looks average.
She looks normal, yeah.
And some of this comes to some of this image consciousness as BMI stuff kind of creates.
I'm pushing back on that a little bit, so.
Control cholesterol. High levels of bad cholesterol cause heart disease. Jeez. Give us something new here, please.
Anything? Anything?
Manage your blood sugar. Eat right and exercise to avoid type 2 diabetes.
That refer to points 1 and 2, I guess.
And keep your blood pressure in check. 120 over 80 or less is ideal.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe what they're doing here is a checklist. Like, these are all things that we already know, but maybe they're just trying to give us a checklist so that we, you know, have all this in one place.
I guess. I don't know, man. This seems to happen a lot with these lists that we get about. And where did they calculate the 6 years from? They don't mention that. How do they get from there to there?
I'm really curious about that. I like the idea of what they're attempting to do here in essence. You know, kind of having a checklist.
In theory, yeah.
You know, getting all these things kind of, okay, hey, I'm doing this. I feel better about it. What I think that would be more helpful is giving people more ways of, hey, you're not active. You don't feel like you're active enough. Here's mm-hmm. here's ways to be more active, or here's ways to find to be more active, or something mm-hmm. like that. It's kind of giving you all the information that you already know. And sometimes that's nice where, all right, I know 2 + 2 = 4, but man, it's reassuring to look at the back of the book and see that it's 2 + 2 = 4.
Right. Yeah.
Sometimes that is helpful to the mm-hmm. brain. This doesn't really, I don't feel like it's doing that. We've already gone, this is.
We've gone over all of these like individually almost, you know, we've done all of this stuff before. And I don't mean just on the radio. I'm just talking about everywhere in life in general, all over the place.
I don't know that. I mean, and at a young age.
Yeah.
You know,
especially now when we talk about it a lot more than we did when we were kids.
It's I don't know anybody who has ever thought of tobacco as being good for you. Like maybe if you were growing up and like, if you were living in the 40s and 50s and you were watching, you know, TV ads with 6 out of 7 doctors recommend Marlboros,
yeah,
you know,
right.
that kind of thing. Like maybe then at some point you were confused or something. But mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure that even back then they knew what was happening. Audiences, I mean, not you know.
Right, right. Well, and to you know, the first time I've ever seen anything was about cigarettes possibly being bad was in 1940.
Yeah.
1940.
I feel like, again, some of this stuff is not necessarily giving us any new information.
No.
Maybe the thing I'm spinning here. I wholeheartly admit I'm spinning.
You're
the
trying
article.
To be fair.
Yeah. I'm really trying. I'm really trying here. It's the essence of, okay, this is giving me confirmation. This
right.
is giving me assurance. Okay. 75 minutes I'm spending on exercise is going to help me live longer. I don't know. Heart.org you can go to if you want to find out more.
Maybe it just makes you feel more positive or something. I don't know.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe that helps.
Yeah. We'll see. We'll see. You know what? I say let's do all these things and we'll come back in 6 years, see where we're at. Let's do that, everybody. Let's go ahead and do that. We'll all meet back here 6 years from now at 9:30. and we'll see where we're at.
We'll see where we're at.
Okay.
Everyone, get your last checklist out and figure it out.
Everybody, get out your phones. Get your calculator, calendars out.
Yeah, get your thing
there.
Are you
doing it? I'm not serious about
this. Put an alert.
Everybody. We'll meet back here in 6 years, and we'll see where we're at. For now, we'll take a break. We'll get to some news, and we'll come back with some more fun on the morning show at WFHR, locally grown radio.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Former President Donald Trump leads President Biden in a new poll from the New York Times and Siena College. That survey has Trump leading in key battleground states like Wisconsin, as well as Georgia, Nevada, Arizona, Michigan, and Pennsylvania. That's despite facing dozens of criminal charges in 4 different cases. The survey polled about 600 registered voters in each of the 6 states. The presidential election is 1 year away. Postal workers in Milwaukee are demanding safer working conditions. The National Association of Letter Carriers rallied at Milwaukee's downtown post office Sunday. 8 people were arrested not long ago in a mail carrier robbery ring in the city. Another letter carrier was murdered on his route. Postal workers say they want the post office to work with the union to find solutions. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. The Miss Wisconsin Rapids and Miss Teen Wisconsin Rapids results are in. Ailey Waite was crowned Miss Wisconsin Rapids 2024. She won $2,300 plus a $500 in-kind scholarship from Mid-State Technical College. Olivia Hewer won first runner-up. Addison Morin was crowned Miss Wisconsin Rapids Teen 2024 with an $1,800 prize. First runner-up, Maya Hernandez. Second, Gianna Peters. Third runner-up, Bianca Bowden. And fourth, Ambrielle Mueller. All the young ladies involved won scholarship money for their participation. The next Ruby's Pantry is scheduled for Saturday, November 18th in Wisconsin Rapids. The online prepay bundles are sold out, but there's still lots of cash pay bundles available the day of. Each bundle is a $25 donation and approximately 70 pounds of food. Ruby's Pantry is from 8 to 9:30 a.m. at Pitch Elementary School. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
Weather brought to you by Bug Tussle. Bug Tussle, we're out there because you're out there.
Bug Tussle, we're out there. Looking for a reliable, fast, and unlimited internet provider? Look no further than BugTussle. Whether you're streaming, gaming, working, or learning, BugTussle has you covered. BugTussle has continued to serve the rural communities of Wisconsin for over 20 years by providing the most reliable, high-speed internet and excellent local customer service. Call 877-227-0924 or visit btussle.com to get started. BugTussle. We're out there because you're out there.
Let's face it, we're all on the go. Go to work, school, sports, appointments, family gatherings, you name it. Get on the road hassle-free with A Street Auto. With a wide range of inventory, financing options, and excellent customer service, you'll be on the go in no time. Their friendly and knowledgeable staff is ready to help you find a car you deserve, priced to fit your budget. Shop their virtual showroom at 8thStreetAuto.com. Then stop by for a test drive.
Go, go, go to 8th Street Auto.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. High of 45 this afternoon under overcast skies, east winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Scattered rain showers likely, tonight 37, cloudy. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 40.
Welcome back, everyone. Morning show here at WFHR. Locally grown radio. Doing my best Peanuts dance right now in my head. The Cure playing us in. Yeah. Seth and James here with you. We hope you're having a good one out there.
Oh, we're not supposed to be smiling.
No, no. You can't be smiling at this any Robert Smith song.
No.
Someone polled 2,000 Americans who travel overseas a lot and asked them to name the best ways to burn time on a long flight.
Oh, okay.
Thought this would be a good one with the holiday season really going into gear now and people getting ready to be flying in the next couple of weeks for Thanksgiving, or maybe you're going to be flying over Christmas or something like that. So here, a good time to get into this one. And here are the top 10 answers on how to kind of, you know, gauge yourself and burn time on a flight. On average, they said they'd gone on 6 international trips in the last 5 years, the people that answered this.
Oh, okay. All right.
And so they're pros at this, really. And here are the top answers. Watching TV or movies, listening to music, reading. These are all kind of the top
standard,
three
right?
things and the standard things. I think they're easier said than done. I personally have found it very difficult to do any of these things on a flight, usually because people are trying to interact with me.
Oh, yeah, right.
And I'm the kind of person... It for me, if I'm going to sit down and watch a brand, like I've never seen this movie or TV show before, good luck talking to me.
He needs focus.
I'm all locked in, whether I want to be or not. And on a flight especially, because I'm not necessarily trying to think about what's going on outside the plane. I'm being honest. I really love flying. I think it's a lot of fun. But I don't want to
be thinking about how it's working, right?
I don't need to know what's that clinking sound? What's that? No, thank you.
You know how the sausage is made when it comes to that.
90% of life, I want to know all these things. If I'm in a plane and I'm way up there, there ain't much I can do about that clinking noise.
No, there isn't.
Rather just tune into my music. Rather just tune into my podcast or something. I'm just being honest. Yes. And reading, good luck. Good luck reading on a flight. I don't know how. I've watched my own mother do this, and I don't know how they do it. I marvel at it, because me, again, I need concentration. I need to be able to just focus. There's too much other things going on.
Yeah.
Now, oddly, though, on a train, I had no problem reading.
Oh.
Which you would think it'd be even more, though. But I'm weird. So I don't even know why I'm including myself in this conversation. I'm an outlier.
I'll bet you there's plenty of people like you, though. I'll throw that out there.
How are you with this? How are you with doing these things on a flight?
You know, I can do my... I mean, the only thing I can't do on a plane is sleep. I can.
Same.
Yeah, even if it's when I've been over to Europe and stuff, it's like, no, which sucks. Cause it's like, I really want to sleep. But anyway, I read or listen or watch the movies, if there's movies there, that kind of thing. You know, and it's usually, you know, something that I'm not going to get. Like you said, you know, you watch anything and you're like, oh, I got to get intense. Yeah. I just kind of, you know, it's just to kill time for me. So it's just like, oh, this looks, you know, one maybe I put off watching. Oh, I can watch it now. You know, that kind of thing. And so that's usually what I do. Or I listen to an audiobook, which is easier than trying to actually read. That helps because... then you're, like you said, you don't have to concentrate on trying to, you know, look at it and that kind of focus on that. You can just listen to it. So
I like the idea of this too, where, because we all have that list of TV, movie, books that we've wanted to read, we haven't gotten time, right. gotten around to. Great timing for it is on a flight.
Absolutely.
Playing video games or card games. Yeah, yeah, those are, that's yeah. another good one. Number five, doing puzzles.
Oh.
I've never thought about that, and I've never seen somebody doing a puzzle on a flight.
I wonder, now, they weren't specific.
Yeah.
If they mean jigsaw puzzles or like crossword puzzles.
Yeah.
Or like word find. I think it's more of the, you know, the right in the book of puzzles kind of thing, or right, logic right. puzzles. I think that's kind of what they're getting at there.
I will say though, I love the idea, and I don't want to experience this. I want to see the video of it, of a person actually doing like one of those 10,000 piece puzzles. Trying to do one of those.
Oh, that would
on a
be
flight.
A bit.
Excuse me. I just need to get over here. I'm looking for a piece. I drop one of my pieces. Because you always drop a piece. You always drop a piece somewhere. And it's on somewhere on this flight. Excuse me. I got looking
hey,
for a.
I can't think
I'm
of
looking
a.
Looking for a corner piece.
I'm it's a little corner there. It's blue with a little bit of white. I can't think of a better thing to bring people together, though. Can
Maybe,
you imagine
yeah, yeah.
all the people on the plane? Like, hey, I found this, but hey, does this go here?
Oh, and that's
everyone
good.
Would kind of like join in and help you Ooh, with the puzzle. You
that's
know?
Actually that's a pretty good idea.
Except like you're going to be in like the aisle, and the flight attendants are like, "What are you doing?"
Yes,
you know?
Yeah, yeah. We need to land this plane.
Come on, what are you doing?
We're almost done. Just can you swing around once more? Swing around once more. We're almost done.
We're almost out of gas. No, well, we got to finish this.
Here's one that you and I can't do: sleep. It's a good way to burn a lot of time, and but only ranked sixth on the list because not many people can do it.
I don't think a lot of people can do that. I think you're right.
I've been on a number of flights where, you know, especially late flights, it's 2 in the morning
yeah.
or 1 in the morning.
Red eye, yep.
And you're looking over at the other person, and you're both in the same slot. Like, you're complete strangers, but you have this moment like you're both like kins
yeah,
because you both
kindred
can't
spirits,
sleep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
yeah. And then there's those people that just like get on the plane and then they're the whole time.
We haven't even taken off yet and they're asleep. I admire it and more power to them, but at the same time drives me mad.
Very jealous.
Drives me crazy.
Very jealous.
Very jealous. Very. Talk to people. So a third of us turn in, like to talk on flights.
Mm-hmm.
I actually think that that's more than a third. I have never been on a flight and not had people try to talk to me.
Really?
I just never have had it happen.
You
I don't
just look
know
like,
why.
Like one of those people that people want to talk to, I guess. I don't know.
I would think I'm one of the last people that people would come up. I don't feel like I'm that approachable. And that's not intentional on my part. That's right. just who I am.
Yeah.
On flights, for some reason, I have two things that I can guarantee you, if I was boarding a plane in the next hour, I would guarantee you, I would bet you almost anything you want are going to happen. One, I'm going to get pulled out of line.
Yes.
That happens every flight I've been on in my life, except for one, I've been pulled out of line. I have an Egyptian last name, a Middle Eastern last name, and I look the way I do.
Very, very Mediterranean, yeah.
And I have never complained about this. You will never hear me complain about it. I lived through 9/11. I'm mm-hmm. fine with this. Go ahead and pull me out of line. I look a little funny. That's fine. Go ahead and check it out. I'm cool. Now let me get back on the plane. It sucks. I don't like it.
Yeah.
I hate that I live in a world that it's like this, but I'm also an adult. I realize the world.
Yeah.
You know, go ahead and pull me on a line and, you know, do what you got to do and then let me back on my plane.
Yes.
But first, that is a common thing for me and people coming up to me and talking to me.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know why. I don't get it. It's not like I'm putting myself out there to like, you know, hey, come talk to me. It's
people right.
come up to me and talk to me. I don't know why.
Let me talk to this somewhat angry looking man.
Yes, I'm going to... who's wanting to do that? I'll say, though, it is a time passer.
It is true. No, you're absolutely right.
Longest flight I've ever been on, 8-hour flight, just California to Chicago. But I had like two layovers. I had one in Utah, one in Vegas and all that. And that flight couldn't have gone faster, in part because I was helping an old lady out. I don't know if it was her daughter, her granddaughter. I get on the flight and I'm in the way in the back, and she gets on, and her granddaughter or daughter tells me she's never flown before. She was an Indian woman who had never flown, didn't have the greatest English. And I'm not trying to be mean here. I've mentioned this before.
So yep, you have.
She just smells like curry, and I haven't been able to smell it since. But she couldn't have been sweeter, and just helping her, like all of a sudden the flight was over. Like the layovers took a little bit longer than they, you know, but it seemed like it went quick just because we were talking.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Color. We assume that that one's mostly for parents flying with their kids, but colors, I guess. I don't
color,
know.
Coloring.
Coloring.
They should have said coloring.
Yeah, just color. That makes no sense whatsoever. Said
color. Coloring, yes. Okay. Yeah.
Listening to podcasts, just staring out the window. That's not helpful. They just needed 10. They just wanted to round out to 10. They had like 8 or 9, and they're like, well, we can't do 8. We can't do 9, so we got to have 10.
Got to have 10 because we have 10 fingers.
Just staring out the window, really. That's another thing. Why can't we do uneven lists?
Yeah, great thing. And that would probably take another whole segment just to go over. But, when you're a kid, I mean, it's great. Looking out the window, my kids, you know, they're like, always want to see, you know, what's going on out there and everything that. And it's good. But unfortunately, when you get to a certain altitude, it's boring.
Yeah.
There's nothing out there. It's You're just looking at clouds or sky, and that's it. So, yeah.
When you do get to see stuff, it's worth it. But, yeah, the majority of it, you're just seeing clouds.
Yeah.
So I don't know. For me, I think there's a combination of these things that I've done to pass the time on a flight and everything. I feel like the biggest one I've tried to do is tried to sleep. I haven't actually accomplished it, but trying to sleep on a flight is certainly
that does take time.
Past the time.
Yeah, it does. Yeah. You know, it's not very exciting, but it does.
I still think the best thing you can do is you know you got a long flight coming. Though that book you've been wanting to read, that TV show you've been wanting to see, something like that.
That helps.
That's the time. For it, right?
It is
there.
A good time for it, yeah.
We'll take a break. It's a perfect time for a break. We'll get to one in the morning show here at WFHR.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Disabled or an elderly Medicare beneficiary with questions about Part D prescription benefits? The Disability Rights Wisconsin Medicare Part D Helpline is here for you. Ask about saving money on your Part D premium, deductible, and copays. Call the Disability Rights Wisconsin Medicare Part D Helpline anytime. 1-800-926-4862. 1-800-926-4862. Medicare's annual open enrollment runs October 15th through December 7th. Join the conversation with your favorite hosts or shows anytime. Find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and LinkedIn. Share your thoughts on our social media channels wherever you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations here for you.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR.
Highs level off around 45 this afternoon under overcast skies, easterly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Scattered rain showers likely, tonight 37, cloudy. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 41.
Welcome back, everyone. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Seth and James here with you.
Mm-hmm.
We're here to have some fun and wrap up the show. We're going to take it to the top of the hour. Good stuff coming up for you.
Yeah.
Get into that in a little bit. We'll talk about our schedule in a little bit as well. But we got to get to some That Ain't Right stories.
Of course.
And four men in England just got arrested for stealing $6 million golden toilet. The theft happened 4 years ago, but they just got charged just now.
Wow.
A conceptual artist from Italy made it out of 18-karat gold and named it America. And it's supposed to be commentary on unabridled capitalism, blah, 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 that stuff.
We get it.
Very unoriginal. It was originally on display at the Guggenheim in New York. You could wait in line to actually go in and use it. The time limit was 3 minutes.
No thanks.
It eventually... Yeah, no kidding. Yeah, that's just messed up. No. It eventually got moved to a place in England called Bynum Palace. It's a World Heritage Site, also where Winston Churchill was born.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
That's kind of an interesting note.
And he never had a gold toilet.
Yeah. The golden commode vanished in the middle of the night in September of 2019, and authorities have been searching for it ever since. All four men are between the ages of 35 and 39, and they're facing charges of burglary and conspiracy to transfer criminal property. Sadly, police still don't know where the toilet is, but chances are it's no longer a toilet. They think the guys melted it down long ago and sold the gold.
Yeah. What are you going to do with the gold toilet? Seriously,
I'm
not going to keep it as a toilet.
Oh, but they missed the comedic value in this. How great would this have been to show up on eBay? Like, I love the idea of these criminals, these knuckleheads, because this obviously was never very seldom in life is anything like Ocean's 11, where you've got these criminal masterminds working for years on a plot to rip off the MGM or something like that.
Newsflash, everyone. Most criminals, not the graduating class from MIT.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Yeah. These aren't like...
Master super criminals? Yeah.
Hey, I'm the head of Mensa, and I heard about you stealing this toilet. I'd like to ask you to be a member. That doesn't happen.
Not new.
I think that they missed the mark here, though. I would have leaned into this one.
Missed the mark on the toilet.
Oh, my God. That was bad. Whoa. That was bad. I did not realize I said that.
That was perfect. It was perfect.
That was good. I'll take it.
Didn't mean don't want to miss it on the gold toilet.
No. I mean, that's the other thing. I don't think I could do anything on that toilet. I don't think I could.
It'd be too weird. It'd be too strange.
I know I'm not the only one that grew up with this, where the grandparent that had the couch and had the plastic on it.
Yes.
And you were afraid to do anything on that couch, like eat anything, sleep on that thing, look at it funny, anything like that. I feel like I would be brought back to that.
Yeah.
See this golden toilet.
This gold toilet.
It's worth more than I'll ever know. And like, I can't use that thing. No, I'm not doing that. I don't know. Them ripping it off, obviously, is a that ain't right part. But the whole art piece part of it, too, is
that a little that ain't right. It's lame. Lazy. Yeah.
We're self-aware here. We understand. You know, we get it. Your art piece didn't
point anything out. We didn't
blow
know
our minds or anything. Like, oh, my God, I never thought of that. Like, I feel like the other people in other countries, they are only showing their bias towards us when they don't realize what we already know.
We do.
Like, it just shows that you're not doing your homework either.
Yeah, that's
which
true.
Americans are plenty guilty of.
Oh, yeah.
We're the ones that go into other countries and expect them to speak English.
It may be a human thing.
Like a human thing.
It sure does.
Feels like one of those things that you, when you don't know is when you come up with all these bad ideas.
Mm-hmm.
The knowledge is power. And power is not necessarily something to be used as a sword. Sometimes it's something to be used as a book or a positive.
Exactly.
So this one is a that ain't right story for a number of reasons.
Okay.
They say that the average driver will have 5 flat tires in their lifetime. Now, that's a pretty that ain't right story in its own.
I've already had way more than that. But anyway,
Yeah, same here. And while it can be easy to call AAA, it's also easy to change your own tire. A new poll found 57% of Americans say that they have changed a tire, while 40% haven't. There are big differences based on age, which makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
For example, 63% of people 45 and older have done it.
Mm-hmm.
78% of men have changed a tire compared to 37% of women. When people were asked if they thought they were capable of changing a tire, 49% said yes. Another 19% said yes if they could look up how to on YouTube. And 25% said no, they couldn't do it either way.
Oh, dear.
That includes 28% of young adults between 18 and 29 who probably don't realize it isn't that difficult. If you have the right tools, a jack, a lug wrench, a spare tire, and maybe a smartphone or your car's manual, those kind of things.
Those are helpful. Yep.
We talked about this with being able to read a map. I think this is a vital thing to know. AAA isn't always going to be there. There's not always. In fact, I've never had a moment in my life where AAA was an option. Like, I don't even know what that's like. I have never had that. We had to know how to do these things.
Well, I've had AAA in the past, and it's hit or miss.
Yeah.
I think the hardest part of changing a tire is getting the lug nuts loose, especially if they're like rusted or something like that. That's like the one hard part of it. But the rest is not that hard. Now, If you've ever had to change a tire on a dirt road, that is a whole nother ballgame.
Oh, man.
Which
oh,
I have had man. To do.
During the rain?
I don't remember. It was like right after a rain. Okay. Yeah,
so it was just as so bad.
The ground was soft, yeah. And it was, oh, my God.
Been there.
That's bad, yeah.
I did it to myself this one time, too, because my tire popped. And it's, you know, back road. I'm like, oh, okay, it's going to happen. This is a good way forward. And I pull over to the side. I didn't realize that the side was all dirt, just all dirt. If I had just stayed on the right. road, I'd have been okay. But I was just like enough over to where the jack, the wheel, just everything sinks. just sinking.
Oh.
But these are good skill sets to learn, to know. It's a little like the Heimlich maneuver. Hey, hopefully you never have to use it. But, man, are you happy you know it if you don't.
Exactly. Exactly. If you're in that situation, it's great to know.
There's also a pride that comes with knowledge that I think we lose sight of a lot. We get so focused on just having the knowledge, just knowing how to do the Heimlich, knowing how to change the tire. Mm-hmm. I think we forget how great we felt when we learned something and how great that knowledge was to have.
Yes.
You don't have to go. I mean, you don't have to think too deeply on this. Most of us can even remember how good it felt when we learned how to tie our shoes.
Mm.
You felt like the biggest, strongest, smartest human being.
Conquer the world,
you
right?
You could conquer anything. Like, that hasn't changed that much.
Like, no.
The knowledge, what we're learning is different,
right.
But the idea of when you learn something and how good you feel, the endorphins you get from something like that, those are natural endorphins. Those are good, positive feelings. Like, so learning these things, even if you never use the knowledge, it's just fun to learn.
But think about this, how you feel when you share it.
Knowledge is
only as good as how you share it and pass it on, right? I mean, it's great to have, you know, all kinds of knowledge in your brain, but it's not going to do you any good unless you can bring it along. Now, there are some of us who tend to overshare things, you know, but I am raising my hand here. I know who I am, but
same here.
Maybe it's because I like that feeling too much. I don't know. That's what it is.
there is that, though. You know what? I will take that. I will take being that than the opposite or something. Not that you have to be one or the other.
Hoarding knowledge. Yeah.
That's the thing that I've never respected. The person that has to get credit. That one, I think there's a difference. There's a difference. Mm-hmm. Here's the example. I think I've got the perfect example. The person that wants to tell you, hey, actually, you know, it's kind of weird in how it worked out this way, but really in the monster isn't named Frankenstein. That's the doctor. Yeah. And then there's the person, actually, that's not the name of the monster. Actually, the name of the doctor. The way they tell it, the way they really tell of themselves, the way they just can't wait to tell you this information.
If anyone starts a sentence with, well, actually, or you know,
it's
I am guilty of both of those. totally.
We need a palate cleanser. Take a look at our schedule for the day. Great way to kick off Morning Magazine for the week. We have Joan Kranig, program coordinator with the Lowell Center, joining us.
Oh, awesome.
We don't get to talk about the Lowell Center enough.
Yeah.
I'm looking so forward to this. Mm-hmm. That'll be at 3 o'clock this afternoon. And after that, we're going to have our friends from the Southwood County YMCA in.
Excellent.
We'll talk with them. A big thank you to Tri-City Services for that. Appreciate them. Of course, we appreciate the Y also being a sponsor of the Kitchens Open.
That's right.
Which you can catch every Monday at 9.
Yep.
Shout out to Melissa and the good work she does. Mm-hmm. She does with that. Don't forget that tomorrow we will have the Greg Gard Show at 6:05 and the Luke Fickle Show at 7:05 right here at WFHR. And we got a couple of other quick things I wanted to touch on. This top one here, Seth.
Yeah, we just want to remind everyone that, of course, COVID-19 is circulating in our communities once again with school starting and all that stuff. But make sure you go grab a couple of at-home tests. You can get free ones at the Wood County Health Department and at all Wood County libraries while supplies last. They're going to be giving those out until the expiration date, which is March 18th of next year. So also, if you have tests, they have extended the expiration date on all of those. So don't throw them out. You can still use them. And you can go to any one of the libraries in Wood County, McMillan here in Rapids, the Pittsville Community Library, the Lester Library in Arpen, in Vesper, the Lester Library in Nacoosa as well, and then, of course, the Marshfield Public Library. You can get them there, or you can go to the Wood County Health Department, which is at 111 West Jackson Street in Rapids, or you can call them 715-421-8911.
Had our friend Tom Heiser join us yesterday with our monthly veterans update, and Tom joins us at the beginning of every month with those monthly veterans updates, but not all of them fall right in a week, the week of Veterans Day.
Right, exactly.
We have a lot of great Veterans Day events in this area. We're going to be touching on those as we go through the week here. Quick reminder that tomorrow, the American Legion Post 9 will have their monthly meeting at 7 o'clock over at the VFW. And Heroes Cafe, that's going on tomorrow over at the Wisconsin Rapids Elks Club, and a very special one. They're all special, but a real good one. Cafe Quilt, the Quilts of Valor will be handed out tomorrow.
That's always such a cool thing. And like Tom pointed out yesterday, they're the only ones that do that, which is very, very cool.
It's very unique.
Yes, it is.
That we have that here in our area. That's pretty cool. American Heroes Cafe happens the second and fourth Wednesday of the month from 7:30 to 9:30. For the time being, over at the Wisconsin Rapids Elks Lodge, number 693 at 430 West Jackson Street in Wisconsin Rapids. Keep in mind, tomorrow is also bingo.
Bingo.
Bingo is tomorrow. Also
speaking of the Elks Lodge.
Yes, we got bingo tomorrow.
Doors open at 5. Bingo starts at 6:30, just like it does every Wednesday at the Elks Lodge. Go have some fun and support the Elks.
Also, keep in mind, we have a Veterans Day dedication going on at 10 a.m. at Assumption High School at 445 Chestnut Street. Be dedicating the legacy stones, and 17 names of the Sheriff's Wall will be added. Wood County Veterans Memorial website is where you can check out more. Google that one and you'll be able to find it. But really, a bunch of great events like this going on. From Assumption High School, the public is invited to arrive after 9:30 and enter on Chestnut Street. Keep that in mind. We'll be talking more about these different programs that are coming up for all of you.
Yeah, especially this weekend,
And be good to each other, everybody. Have yourselves a great day. Thanks so much for joining us today. We appreciate all the time and fun. We got good things coming up for you throughout the rest of the day. Seth, you have a good one?
Yes, I think we hit everything today. We talked, we had some toilet humor. We talked about sex and cranberries. I think we got it all.
Check. we can get out of here now. Have a great day, everybody. We'll talk to you soon and later right here at
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids 13.